Came a ball off my wrist, quarter of raw to a split. Turn a split to a brick, turn a brick into 10. Then we do it again, double back, do it again.
Ain't no limit, ball until I fall. Destined to be the greatest, yeah, the writing's on the wall. 29, you come and get it, I bring it 30 G's. The real snowfall, just know you gon' need some skis. The choppers all wood handle, just minus the leaves. Can make them needles do some things you wouldn't believe. The way I had the block flooded, thought I had a boat. I flipped them bricks, I'm talking spicy, I'm the curry goat. Them fumes coming from the kitchen, louder than a Harley. White bricks on white counters got me feeling garlic. Counted up my first million, felt it in my soul. Scheming on my second million, got that in my bowl. Ball head, no Samson, Bowers in my fork. Same stove, same kitchen, granny cook that pork. I'm in my auntie Nissan, yeah, I'm on a mission. That weight so heavy in the back, it might just need suspension. I'm in that kitchen, whipping smoother than a Cadillac. I'm dropping 62, trying to get 100 back. Throwing a baby nigga, and I ain't talking Similac. Scorpion prints on them bitches like an artifact. I'm trying to hold my vision while I'm ripping on this vision. Lord knows, I just hope the bigger homie listening. Heavenly Father, give me grace while I'm making this play. Wish I could make 100 million and just call it a day. Money in the safe so long, I forgot the code. Apartment in my daddy name, that's the high to low. Don't compare me to trappers, nigga, compare me to greats. Pablo died on the rooftop, that ain't my fate. Chopo got life, he ain't never getting out. I did it in some L1s, fuck we talking about. My uncle did 20 years, got nothing to show. I got 4 million in cars with nowhere to go. Yeah.
Let's get it. I'm on another level. How y'all feeling out there? I know I've been saying it every week, but man, I've been busy, man. Like busy. I'm trying to see those commas and commas, and the only thing, right? As much as I love, and Lord knows, I love this fucking podcast, bro. At this point, the podcast isn't making my, it's not making enough money. Like, how can I say it? Nipsey Hussle said, I'm not going to keep chasing the dream if it doesn't pay. At some point, it has to pay out. And I don't want to be that guy where it's like, yo, but if I have to make money elsewhere, sometimes it takes my time. It takes that little bit of energy I have left, it takes it away. And I'm not as focused on current events. I'm not as focused on sports. I'm not as focused on things as I should be for this pod. And if I was making $50 a week on this pod, I would stay. You know, and I'm not leaving, but it'll make me want to be here more. But as many people as listen, and they do listen, it maybe it's my, and it's most likely my fault. You know, maybe people feel like the pod isn't good enough to donate to, or the pod isn't good enough. And I did get one offer. I did. Cause the company that I'm with, the amount of views that I get, they did give me an offer. So I got an offer to promote something, but it was like they was going to give me like $200, right? $200, but they wanted me to like, they wanted me to put an advertisement. They wanted me to put an advertisement in the front of the pod for about 5 minutes, straight. I was supposed to discuss it and have a conversation about it for a bare minimum 5 minutes. They wanted me to do that, do it for the middle, and do it for the end. And I know you have to start somewhere. I know. They offered fucking Master P millions of fucking dollars and he turned it down. They offered Baby million. Like, I'm looking at it like, and it was only a couple hundred bucks. And it's like, well, why didn't you just take it? Why didn't you take it? Because the money they would offer me, I have that. And I'm not saying I'm not going to take, just because I got 20 grand doesn't mean I have to, you know, that I'm not going to take a deal that's 15 grand. But they wanted me to do it for 200 bucks for like 8 episodes or some shit like that. And I'm like, okay, that's not a bad deal, but for the amount of money and the stuff I got, like, I'm like, it wasn't worth it in the long run. It wasn't worth it. And this product, I don't even want to give him a shout out, but the product is, it wasn't even like something that I would use type shit, you know? It's like not even something that I would use, bro, you know? So I didn't even feel right doing it, you know? And I sat back and I was like, man, would Jay-Z do this? Would Jay-Z do this shit? So I'm like, you know what? I don't want to put that, I love the podcast enough to not do that, you know? Even if it was something that you guys would have bought, you know, even if it was something that you guys would have liked, I didn't personally feel right. So that was about, man, they did that. They offered me that like 2 months, 3 months ago. They offered me that shit a while ago, you know? But I do have to get up. I do have to grind. I still have to make money, you know? And if it's not going through donations, then so be it, you know? But it is a few hundred of you guys listening, so I appreciate you listening and even putting that spotlight on for somebody to recognize that, you know? And the company I'm with, they automatically look at your numbers and see how well you're doing, and they automatically would give you, like, you know, things for people to, like, so you can get paid to do advertisement and shit. You know, I even got offered to do, but the only thing is I had to put their logo on my screenshot, my thumbnail for my podcast. They literally said, for this deal, you got to put, and this was less money than the other one I got. They was like, you have to put our logo, you know, on your thumbnail for your podcast. And I'm like, I'm good. You know, I paid for my fucking thumbnail, you know? Like, I personally, thank God I know somebody, but I personally came up with it. And, you know, the person I was talking to shot a few ideas. Like, and I personally paid out of pocket for this thumbnail. And personally was like, yo, I want Philly in the, I want my city where I'm from in the background, you know? And I got it, and all this stuff like that. But I don't want to hold y'all up. Let's get to the guns and butter, man. Kanye fucking was. He figured out a way to do it again. And I'm starting to come to understand Kanye West. And this is what I mean by this. I'm done with Ye, bro. Like, I don't think he's putting out such great, overwhelming fucking music for me to stick by. Like, he's not putting out enough. Like, he's not tickling my fancy enough to be like, okay, you can just be a shitty fucking person. And let me tell y'all something, man, about this Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, because that's what he said. He was like, Black Lives Matter is a scam. Yo, let me say this and let me be fucking clear. The moment you, and I've had this happen. The moment a black guy start arguing with me about Black Lives Matter and the corporate, we are already not thinking the same, and it will be a waste of time for us to go back and forth, because you are missing the fucking point. When I'm yelling Black Lives Matter, it is not for a fucking corporation. It is for the skin. And I know the fucking millennials and whoever is sick of hearing about this shit because they probably don't have to go through as much racism as maybe we used to or the ones before us. So you start getting sick of hearing this shit. But let me tell you something, because it can't be that don't want to talk about a thing because Kanye West did this White Lives Matter thing and people started going fucking insane about it. And I am completely done with Ye. And I am not that person. I try to be, because you can't micromanage everything. I try to be that person who can separate the two. It's hard for me to. Because it's like that's different. No, the person who make the music is the same fucking person. The same fucking person. And this nigga Ye is not going to continue to make my fucking, I don't know what the fuck he's trying to do. But the moment you start arguing with me about Black Lives Matter and they a scam and all this shit, you lost me. I never told you to donate to Black Lives Matter. When I'm saying Black Lives Matter, I'm talking about the skin color. I'm talking about the racism, the people who has the ability to stop me from working and getting a job and feeding my fucking family. That is hardcore fucking racism, okay? Black Lives Matter, and it happens to more black people than anything, right? So when I say Black Lives Matter, don't shoot back at me about some fucking corporation, because we are not thinking or talking about the same thing. And the fact that I have to explain that to you, when you know that this nigga Ye is trying to do something, he is trying to figure out a way to fuck with people, and niggas is just letting it happen. And I'm done with that nigga. He don't even look the same, bro. He is dressing like a fucking white person. Like, he is dressing like a White Lives Matter person. So you know what, Ye? Stay where the fuck you at. We got rid of Sammy Sosa. We can get rid of you, nigga. You make some hit records, but have you hit for 500, 600 fucking home runs, nigga? Have you, Sammy? You ain't like that. They canceling fucking Barry Bonds. We can cancel fucking Ye, bro. We can cancel fucking Ye, bro. If we can cancel Barry Bonds and keep Barry Bonds out of the fucking Hall of Fame after 700 and some odd motherfucking home runs, we can cancel fucking Barry Bonds. Yes. Bye-bye. See ya. Have a nice day. I'm okay with saying fuck Ye, bro. Pause. I'm okay with saying get Ye the fuck out of here, bro. And I'm gonna be, you know what? Fuck it. My brother argued with me about this shit. Yes, brother. And not in a fucking just saying it sense. No, black nigga, brother, nigga. Arguing with me about Black Lives Matter is not even a real thing. Dog, you already fucking get the fuck away from me. Black Lives Matter ain't about no corporation. It's about my skin. It's about my kids. It's about my shorty. It's about my homies. When I'm saying this, I'm not saying it just for me. That is selfish. I'm saying this shit for the conglomerate. I'm saying this shit for the squad. I'm saying this for the team. I'm saying this shit for the people that don't even know I'm saying it for. That's who I'm saying it for. That's who Kanye West used to say it for. But this nigga Ye is so used to people doubting him left and right, left and right. And the one thing he said that I actually agree with him with, he said the black celebrity or the black people, they like shunned them or something. And I agree with that. When he said Bush don't care, they crucified them. When he said something about when he went up there on stage and was like Beyonce was supposed to win, they crucified them. He even said it to Jay-Z up there when Jay-Z was joking with him and cut him off, and he was like, you cut me, I did it for your girl. Like, seriously. So I get that part. Barack Obama calling him a jerk, and the fact that I'm pretty sure he gave money, I'm pretty sure yes. So it's a difficult situation to be in when the people that you supposedly are looking out for don't really. And because of some of your actions, But Ye has stood up for black people. So that's why I gave him the leeway that he initially had got. But no more. The moment you put on that White Lives Matter shit, and you're forgetting the fucking point. The moment you start saying blue light, you are forgetting. You are losing the fucking point. It has nothing to do about no fucking corporation. It has nothing to do about if White Lives Matter, if these person minds matter. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the fact that black people in this country get less jobs, get less opportunities because they are black. And if it wasn't for the independence, the entrepreneurship, if it wasn't for things like Uber or Lyft or this or Instacart, if it wasn't for things like podcasts, if it wasn't for things like YouTube, black people would still be getting, you know, how can you say it? Black people would still be getting held back financially. The thing is with YouTube, it's independent. I don't have to work for anybody to make money off of it. The moment they let us put our music up and be able independently with a third party and not have to go through a label, the moment they took away the power from the actual racist people, whether they did it on purpose or indirectly, it changed some of the dynamic. So it's not as tough on these kids as it used to be back then. Because you had to go to the office. You had to talk to the people who hired you. And if they didn't like you, if they was racist, they didn't like, whether you qualified or not. Right? Today is different with all these different avenues and third party apps. I don't have to talk to, I can get a job and won't, and don't even have to really talk to anybody. As long as my license, as long as this is right and my background check is right, I don't really have to speak or conversate with nobody. I can get work. I can make money. I can feed my family. As long as there's podcasts and shows and things like, I can make money because I don't need you to start it. I don't need a racist can get in the middle of my way with me trying to do this. So it's different today. And that didn't come without a price to pay. My ancestors had to pay for that shit, bro. And I literally feel some type of way about that shit, bro. I'm sorry. I know, like, man, these white people today ain't do shit to you. Why you mad? I'm not mad at the folk today. I'm just telling you where my mindset is. And I don't approach a white person any differently. I don't do none of that. I don't try to like talk down or talk away or talk towards or talk at, whatever the fuck the case. I try to treat everybody with you, but you know what? I'd rather just stay because you're not going to make me feel some type of way when I can make my own money. I'm independent. I make my own money. I don't need you to make anything. We don't even have to have a conversation. We don't even have to go back and forth about nothing. Nathan, nada. We don't have to speak. My mind is made up. I'm doing this shit for the team, dog. And I'm sorry that it had to be that way. But the moment Barack Obama came in there, it's been like that for some odd reason. Now, everything is about them. I can't even talk to somebody for 5 minutes today without them telling me they're Republican or Democrat or this. Dog, what the fuck? I'm good, bro. Everybody is picking a fucking side today. I said this before. Yo, back in the day, my fucking parents, they would rather cut their arm off and give it to you before they tell you who they voting for. It used to be a private fucking thing. Now everybody know everything about everybody. They, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm for the fucking home team, bro. I am for the home team, bro. And I'm not one of these guys who can't see if something's going wrong or something's not right or just be that guy to be on that. No. If you're wrong, you're wrong. It don't matter what color you are. The only thing is, they've been holding my squad back for a long time. And when I mean squad, I mean black live. Black. They held us back for a very, very long time. And it's easy. It's easy to say shit like, well, and I'm pretty sure I said this before about something about mental. You know, the mental part of it all is that it happened for so long that you, I don't even want to talk about it because I believed I talked about this before. But anyway, Ye is missing the point. And maybe he's missing it on purpose. Maybe he's saying F it on purpose. And my thing is because of this. Kanye West is so used to people doubting him, whether it was the producer, whether it was the rapper, whether it was the fashion. He is so used to people doubting him in that way and having to prove himself wrong. Nobody's doubting Ye anymore. Why would Ye mess up the Adidas deal when they the only one who gave him an opportunity? Why would he mess that up? Why would he mess up any of these deals? Nobody doesn't believe in Ye anymore. And that's why I think his dilemma is. He needs to get himself going. Tom Brady do it. Jordan always did it. He made up people to do it with. He has it set in his mind that somebody's always against him. It's hard for somebody to be supposedly worth $9, $10 billion to say somebody's going against you, bro. It's very hard. I'm seeing a lot of black people with Yeezys on. It's a very hard thing. So he's in a situation where he needs to get motivated. He needs to figure out a way to start some shit up to motivate himself. So the next time somebody asks him a question, he can be like this. Yeah, they trying to block my thought process. They trying to stop me from thinking freely. Nigga, nobody's stopping you. You just doing a bunch of weirdo nigga shit. So a bunch of niggas is like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? And he's using that for his motivation or his whatever you want to call it. His way of getting his juices flowing, whatever the fuck. Ye can't just sit back and chill. He just can't. He has to make some sort of something. And he's so used to people doubting him. And he has to fight through that. And now nobody's doubting him, but he can't chill. He's threatening Pete Davidson. Why? You would look at him and be like, why would Pete? You know why? Because Ye is always on some bullshit. That's crazy. Ye, I got to give him some. Ye has completely fucked the Kardashians up to the point where they all going white now. So I got to give him that. They not preying on the blacks no more. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But that's when I thought about it not too long ago, I was like, man, maybe that's a little bit of it. He is so used to the competitive nature of rapping and being told he can't do it or not right now that now he's just trying to come up with ways. Now he's just trying to come up with ways to have that. So after he put the white lies, the very next day or two, he was on some news thing talking about, you know, my freedom. He was saying the same shit he always kicked. So, like I said, maybe it's just, I don't know. I'm gonna start having a segment on the podcast. It's going to be called Do You Fuck With My Logic? Maybe somebody already has this, but this is my version of it. Do You Fuck With My Logic? And on today's And on today's Do You Fuck With My Logic, I think Chris Tucker was supposed to be Will Smith.
Ooh.
I think Chris Tucker was supposed to be what Will Smith became. I believe that. Do You Fuck With My Logic? The only thing that stopped Chris, because you got to think, this nigga Chris Tucker was in Dead, he did a great job in Dead Presidents. He was in the Friday, he was in Friday, in Rush Hour, where he was on Money Talk. He was on a run, bro. He had like a good solid 4 or 5 years sewn up. Those Rush Hours was doing so good, they thinking about doing another one. The problem is he started asking for too much money, man. He started asking for too much. And it kind of like, he kind of like priced himself out of the market. But he had such a run. If he would have just stayed level-headed, I think he would have been up there, bro. He gives me, like, I went back and watched, like, on Netflix, they got Rush Hour. I went back and looked at those movies. I'm like, he got like a Will Smith twitch to him. Like, he got like a Will Smith twitch to him with the comedy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yeah, like I can see him being like he could have had that Will Smith run. Like, I truly can see that shit. I truly can see that shit, bro. But anyway, Do You Fuck With My Logic? He priced himself out of it, though. Chris Tucker priced himself out of the movie business or whatever the business is called. Like, he priced himself out of it. He started asking. I remember growing up, it was like Chris Tucker's asking for $25 million a fucking movie, and he didn't get another fucking movie after that, except for Rush Hour again. Ooh-wee, you got to be careful with those white folk, boy. Puff Daddy, and I didn't watch the whole interview because I don't want to watch the whole fucking interview. He was saying something about bring your receipts. He was saying people tell him about I'm stealing and it's not true. Let me tell y'all something, bro. It's like the same shit with that dude about his nephew saying he touched him. Let me tell you something. That shit, somebody, a nephew saying you touching him, it could be not true. But it's such a weird thing. It's such a weird fucking thing that for that to even had come up, Ed, you must be on some other shit in a weird way, right? Like, okay, somebody saying you did this, somebody saying you did that. Okay, it cannot be true. Like, it cannot be true. People can lie, obviously. But when your nephew or your niece or your cousin is saying it, it could not be true too, but it's something we're going. That's just my opinion. And Puff Daddy saying he not stealing from these fucking artists. When Biggie was trying to leave because of it, Craig Mack, Mace, and I understand what he was saying. He was like, Mace only gave me one album. How much money do you think I own? But then I'm like, yeah, Mace gave you one album, but he wrote a lot of those songs. He wrote a lot of your music. Jadakiss and them had an issue. And I don't know. Biggie, I don't know. Black Rob, I don't know. It's just funny that everybody has an issue and it not be somewhat true. You know, it's kind of like Birdman. Birdman said it. Birdman was like, yo, they right. I wasn't paying them, but I was paying them, but he wasn't paying them the way he, like, he. So he said it, and I was young, and I remember this shit. He fixed it up with Juvenile. He fixed it up with, you know, Manny Fresh. He paid Lil Wayne. And none of those guys have issues with him anymore, right? So Birdman was on a podcast and he said, look, I fucked up. I was young. And as soon as those niggas had issues, I fixed it. I cleared all the... He said, I cleared them all up. That's what he said. And you know what? I believe him. He had the issues, he fixed them up. The thing about Diddy, Diddy is too fucking cocky. Diddy is too in love with himself. Hence the fact that his name is Love now. He is too much in love with himself, and it's too many people. It's not too, it's everybody. Not too many. Every single person is saying, yo, Puffy is fucking me, bro. Like messing, like fucking up my money. Like one person, maybe two, but everybody, bro. Every single fucking artist, bro. Every single one. Sean took a charge for you. Sean, the rapper Sean, he took a charge for Puffy. He went to jail for that nigga. Anyway. Should your girlfriend or friend say thank you when you open up the door? Just a quick thought. Because I don't know why. But I opened up the door for my shorty the other day. And I always do. And she never say thank you. Right? For some odd reason, I opened up the door a couple days ago. And I'm like, why the fuck do I want to thank you from you right now? Like, I felt so passionate about it. I'm like, you need to start saying thank you when I open up this door. Because I think we start taking shit for granted. You know? And I think that's how the relationship start going a little to the left. It doesn't have to necessarily mean it has to be over, but it start going to the left a little bit when you start not appreciating the things that you used to appreciate. You know, I think you should. Yes, I think when your significant other opens the door, thanks, babe. You know, I appreciate that. Like, I think you should do that to not only be grateful, but also give the person who's doing it, whether it's the female, whether it's the man, give them that feeling too of, you know, damn, you know, it gives them people like compliments, you know, people like saying, yo, you're beautiful today, or you know I appreciate, you know, something like you smell good or whatever. Like, people like that reassurance, like that you're like, it's just something about it. So I think you ultimately should do that. Like, say, you know, thanks, babe, for opening the door. Like, appreciate you for doing this. You know, it gives me that feeling good, and it gives you, I don't know. Maybe they should. Anyway, do you fuck with my logic? I should have put that on, do you fuck with my logic? But yeah, we can make that. We can make 2-on-1. Do you fuck with my logic? Do your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whichever the way you know, should they say thank you when you open up the door for them or do something for them or whatever? Should they say thank you? I was sitting back just thinking the other day, and I was like, man, there's certain black people that's black that I'm really happy is black. Like Jay-Z, thank God that nigga's black. Like, I'm really happy Jay-Z is black. Lil Wayne, that nigga is teetering to, I might, that nigga is letting them fucking dreadlocks do some shit to that nigga head. And I don't know why, bruh. I don't know why. This nigga Wayne is on the edge of, like, it'll be like, Wayne is kind of like Russell Westbrook, where it's like, yeah, he's going to get in the Hall of Fame, but it's from the first 5 or 10 years of this shit. Like, the last 5 or 10, yeah, it's been a little rough for my mans, dog. So it's like, yeah, he's going to get in the Hall of Fame because obviously he's going to get in the Hall of Fame, but it's like, Oh man, I'm starting to make an argument. It was like, yo, I don't even want it. Like, yeah, bro. Like fucking Sammy Sosa, bro. Like, come on, bro. Why? That has to be a mental thing, right? To completely turn yourself white like that. Like, I don't fucking know, bro. I don't know, bro. But I'm happy Jay-Z is black. Wayne is on the fucking edge, bro. Like, he's on the edge because he letting them dreadlocks do whatever the fuck they want to do on his head, bro. Like, he just letting that shit go, bro. And, who else, man? Puffy cool too, bro. Is there some white people you wish were black? Elon Musk, nigga. we need somebody black that can, like. Oh man, I went to Philly the other day, right? And my God, bro, it is bad, bro. It is fucking bad, bro. Like, I could not believe it, bro. I could not believe just how bad the whole street is starting to, like, Skid Row out there. Like, the whole fucking street, bro. You know, I turned that shit into a learning lesson, like a teaching moment. So we riding by that shit. I'm like, you see? I'm talking to the kids in the back, right? I'm like, yo, you see? This what happens when you don't listen in school. Like, this what happens, you know? This is what happens. Like, and I did a whole thing. And it's true for the most part. You know, it's true. They are out there bad. And when I say, it's like, you know, man, I can't even say do you know. But you don't realize how good you actually have it. And then you be like, man, you go to one of those places like Skid Row. You go to one of those places where it's just like a row of homeless people for like two fucking blocks. And it's trash everywhere. Trash everywhere. Everywhere, bro. It's like they're just leaving this shit for not, bro. It's a wrap. I'm not even gonna say where I was at, bro, but you can look. Type it in, Philly, heroin, you know. And it'll pop up, bro. It's bad, bro. It's bad. Like, I almost hit like six heroin addicts. It's hard. It's horrendous. Her fucking horrendous. I'm like, yo, I can't believe the city went to shit like that, bro. It's bad, bro. But the place that where they were at was never a good place. That's where like the Badlands is right up the street. But they got cops posted all out that motherfucker. So it wasn't that bad. But this is what happened. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Anybody tell you, don't, if they tell you, if anybody tell you this and they saying exactly what I'm saying, then it's true. This is what happened. In Philly, there was a pill problem, right? When I was growing up, everybody loved pills, including my fucking self. Right? The only difference is I didn't like the pills, but pretty much all the pills got opiates in it, right? So I'm not going to separate myself. I'm going to say myself too. What happens is, let's say for instance, a Percocet. A Percocet is like, when I was coming up, I don't know how much it is now. A regular Percocet, $5. Then you got the Perc 10s, you got the Perc. Oh, we can go into detail, but let's not. And obviously, that's like $10. But if you know Connect, you can get them for like $7.50. So what happens is, when you take a Perc or you take a Xanny or take something like that, the very next day or the 2 days next, you can't just take one and be high. That's the thing about pills. Like, you can't just keep taking one and be good. Like, at some point, you're just not going to feel them anymore. If you just, you know what I'm saying? So you got to take two. Then you gotta take three. Now, remember what I said? These pills got opiates in it, right? And what's in heroin? Opiates. So you get pretty much the same high, right? So what happened was, these people who probably thought they had it under control, they were taking pills. What happens is with the pills is you got to take so much, they price you out. The money of it just get, like, when you got to take 20 fucking pills, it's no way around it. You're not getting that much of a deal. You're going to pay $150. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to pay however much, $170. Like, you're going to pay however much for just 20 pills just to barely get high for that amount of money. The thing is, with 10 bucks, heroin is so strong, so much opiate, you get higher, more, and for cheaper. You get what I'm saying? So that's where, why all those people out there are on heroin now, and they all leaning over and their backs look like they broke, is because they used to, in Philly, they used to take nothing but the fucking pills. The pills got opiates in them. So instead of taking the pills that's going to cost me an arm and a leg that I can't afford, I'll just go to heroin for 10 bucks and get the same opiate fill. Because opiates are in heroin and in pills. That's it. And if I didn't leave, or if I didn't, I'd probably be stuck with them shits too, honestly. Because I truly like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I like Xannies, bro. Like, perks and all that, they never really did nothing for me. Like, I took them, you know, they never did anything for me. But, yeah, that is the problem right now that they having in Philly, bro. So, now it's probably going to go from heroin. My God, it was so many of them, bro. It was so many of them. I'm like, damn, this is... Yo, this, to see my city like that, and it wasn't just, it wasn't the whole, you know, state, but it's like for about a 10 block radius, anyway. I was watching that fucking Jeffrey Dahmer flick, and I was like, I'm so busy that I'm not even watching movies and shows the same. Like, I started watching Game of Thrones. I haven't watched it in like 2 weeks. I don't know why, bro, but I got to get my sleep. I got to get up. I got to figure, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even be stuck with keeping up with shit anymore like I used to. Like, man, it's weird. Basketball season coming. My Eagles are 5-0, obviously. We play Cowboys next week, and I hate them niggas. Hate them niggas. Hate is a strong word. I hate them niggas. You know, I want to keep the podcast going. I really do. I really do. You know, I really do. And I wish that I can just do this, you know, without getting paid or without getting any type of donations to keep me here. I really wish. You know, I really wish I could. And I'm going to try my best to do as much as I can, you know. But the amount of money, you know, and I don't want to sound like this. The amount of money that I am making away from here, you know, for one, it makes me tired and I need my energy, you know. And for two, it's keeping me away from talking about things on a podcast when things happen, like a yay, or, you know, when Boozy say something, or because my mind is so stuck on this thing that I'm not even thinking no more about. I'm just like trying to go to my account. I'm like, yo, do I got money in my account? Like, what, like, how much this week am I putting to the stocks, and how much I'm investing, and how much I'm doing it? Like, my mind is wrapped up in, you know, thinking about shit 10, 20 years from now for my kids to have some money, you know. And I'm trying to tell my kids the other day, like, yo, you got to learn, you can't be acting up in school. Like, you got to financially be, you have to have that knowledge, because when we leave this shit to you, if you think you're going to have it all figured out. So, yeah, man. So, I'm gonna end it there just because we're gonna be dropping. I'm probably gonna be dropping another podcast in a couple days. Just, you know, I can get the ball rolling again. I love you guys, man. I really do. You know, you guys are the only reason why I keep coming back to this shit. It's not about the money. I promise you, it's not. It's not. But I got kids, and I have to feed them. And doing a podcast full-time, even if it's once a week, is a full-time thing, because you got to keep your eyes and your mind open for things to talk about. Like, if the week is a slow week, you got to come up with things. And we talking about an hour, 2 hour long podcast, you know. And just to have something to talk about for that long, like, you got to really put in work. You got to doc, like, it's not just like, oh, we getting up on here and then that's just it. Nah, you got to write notes. You got to know what you're thinking. You know, you got to. It's not one of those things where you can just get on here and do it and be like, I mean, I guess you could just. Like, if you got 3 or 4 or 5 people with you, I'm pretty sure you can carry a conversation, you know. But, you know, me and my shorty, we be busy. She don't watch sports. She don't watch certain things, you know, like, so it's hard, you know. So I'm always trying to figure out a way to, you know, not only please you guys, but at the same time, talk around the things that she don't know for the things she do know, and it makes it even harder, you know, because I can't talk about Draymond Green hitting pulling like Draymond Green hitting pull in the face and have a whole conversation whether it's right or wrong, because she don't know about it, you know. She don't really keep up with that shit, so it's kind of hard, you know. That Draymond Green pull thing, I don't know. He punched him in his fucking face. I didn't feel like he had to. And then people like, yo, why you let him get so close to him like that? Because it's his teammate. You know, they probably, the way Draymond is, they probably got into a bunch of fucking arguments. So he's probably not even thinking Draymond finna do some fuck shit like that, you know? The next day, whenever Draymond come back, and this is the type of person I am, whenever Draymond come back, I'm going to say we all cool and everything. I'm going to wait till that nigga sitting at the locker. I'm going to wait till that nigga standing somewhere drinking water out the fountain or some shit like that. And I'm going to punch the shit out that nigga. It's just going down just like that, bro. I appreciate y'all for listening to the pod, man. Holla at your boy. I see y'all when I see y'all, man. I'm going to keep coming back. I'm going to keep coming back.